shout because you are good. You are good to me, to me.
Wow, what a joyful way to begin our service with the goodness of God. And He's good in hard times and in easy times and good times and in bad times. And the Psalm 59, that's our psalm reading this morning. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn there, and or it's on the overhead as well. And it's a psalm of David in time of affliction as his enemy, Saul. David didn't make Saul his enemy, but Saul made David his enemy. He came with his servants to arrest David and really put him to death. And so David writes about his trust, David's trust in the Lord in time of affliction and in time of pain and sorrow and hurting. And you find that when David writes this psalm, it really is not just a psalm, but a song as well. And it's a great comfort to us as well when we go through hard times and go through trials. Someone said, affliction tunes the chords of a sanctified songster. In other words, affliction, when we can sing in time of affliction, boy, it really brings glory to God. So why don't you follow along in your Bibles or in the overhead as I read Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me, not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors. At evening they return, they growl like a dog, and go all around the city. Indeed, they belch with their mouth, swords are in their lips. For they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on all my enemies. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. And at evening they return, they growl like a dog, and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my God of mercy. Father, we do thank you, Lord, that you are so merciful to your people. Lord, we thank you even in time of trial and sorrow and affliction. Lord, we can sing your praises and we can rejoice. And Lord, as we go through those times and we still declare your glory and the goodness of God, Lord, what an incredible testimony to the people around. And Lord, what an incredible testimony to us as you wrote through David and speak to our hearts and our lives in his affliction. Lord, so we know that we can be comforted in our time of trial and affliction. So Lord, we pray that you bless this morning. Bless this service, our time of worship. Lord, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, open our hearts and our minds to all that you have to say through your word. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Encourage you to stand or sit, but just worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord together.
As we sing to you, Lord, we direct our hearts and our minds to worship you this morning. You've invited us to come, reassured us with your love. This morning, we draw near to you with our hearts, with our minds, and with our lips as we sing. Thank you that you don't stand afar off from us, Lord, but that you're ever near, that you're ever present. Lord, so would you open our eyes to see you, Lord Jesus.
Drink from, oh, he's my soul.
us, Lord. We believe that this morning, that you are good to us, no matter our circumstances, no matter our situations, Lord. We trust in the fact that you are good. Amen. Would you all stand with us?